Yes, I forgot to tell you. So welcome, everybody, to the Planning Commission meeting tonight. We are just waiting on one more person to have a quorum for a vote, but we can go ahead and continue on with the official meeting. So if we could have a invocation of thought by Vice Chairman Green, and followed by the Pledge of Allegiance of being led by Commissioner
Watson.
So I have just a thought about gratitude. I wanted to express that I think gratitude is really important to have as a cornerstone, and especially just to remind us of things we can be grateful for. So serving in this body, I just wanted to state I have a great sense of gratitude to be serving my city. I also have a great sense of gratitude to be getting to know all of you and the city employees, who are just fabulous. And it's been really nice to use our skills and abilities to serve the city and do the best we can for our city. So that's my thought tonight.
Thank you.
Awesome.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so we've got three commissioners here. Commissioner Gardner, Commissioner Neighbor, and Commissioner Bailey are all excused. And we are hoping that Commissioner Webb will join us tonight.
Has anybody texted him?
No.
Has anybody contacted him?
Yeah, because maybe he could jump
maybe
online.
You could.
Yeah, I'm
going
to do.
Does anybody have any ex parte communications or conflicts of interest to disclose? Let's go ahead and move along. Because we do have the applicant here today, and I don't know, do we have any members of the public online, John?
We do have one.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and read the public comments guidelines. Time is made available for anyone in the audience to address the commission concerning matters pertaining to city business. Citizens will be asked to limit their remarks and questions to 5 minutes each. Any materials that are displayed or referenced, such as pictures or written materials, are part of the record and must be left with the commission. Speakers are required to have signed in at the door and will state their name and city before beginning their remarks. If you agree with a previous speaker, state your agreement to avoid repetitious remarks. Speakers shall address the commission from the podium or microphone and shall address all comments to the Planning Commission. Are there any public comments for items not on the agenda tonight? Okay. So let's go ahead and move to our one and only administrative item tonight, which is consideration and action regarding an administrative application, a preliminary plat approval of Altura Subdivision, Phase 1, which is 34 lots, located at approximately 786 East Nebo Avenue. And the presenter tonight is Scott Hess, Community and Economic Development Director. Is Scott here? Is he with us?
I'm covering for Scott.
Okay, so Ryan Nunn will be your presenter for us tonight.
Thank you, Commissioner Mancaro. So this preliminary subdivision plat for the Altura Phase 1 is for 34 lots. It's located just north of the previous Northview Phase 10 subdivision we approved a couple months ago. And then it's also just west of the North Ogden Cove subdivision. So it'll attach by way of the Sundial Drive and Nebo Avenue, or Sundial Street and Nebo Avenue. It was originally applied for as a Northview estate, but due to its location and the eventual development north, it's kind of the gateway subdivision for the further development that will happen. So that was the change with the Altura Phase 1. So these 34 lots, we've had a lot of review and a lot of back and forth with the developer. So on our planning side, we've done a lot to confirm the lot widths meet our standards at 30 feet back, especially in cases of those cul-de-sacs. They've done well at showing those on this plat. Part of our discussion as well was making sure there was plenty of public utility easements where this is pretty hilly. There's a little bit of a slope here. We wanted to make sure there was plenty of those easements available with these lots to allow for any of those utilities, any drainage to make it its way through here. So there's been a lot of discussion and on both planning and our engineering side to make sure that this development will do well and it'll meet all of our standards as well as lead to further growth, the further development that will go north and west of here. Let's see. A couple items to note is our city engineer's memo. They've done well to meet all of his requirements. One thing that we will need is usually comes out of final plat application is a geotechnical report due to the slope that these lots will be on and that large detention basin that's also part of this. Let's see. And then additionally, something probably important to note is in the previous Northview phases, there was, with that slope, there was construction of retaining walls. And that was also another major point we discussed that'll be part of this development, that as they work out with the slope, there'll be retaining walls to help make sure lots are buildable and constructible for individuals. And so the staff has worked really closely with the developer on making sure this is really ironed out and ready to go. And so as staff, we recommend approval to the Planning Commission with the conditions of approval to meet all of our previous documents like the Technical Review Committee memo, our engineer's memo, the conditions in the staff report, as well as the 90-foot frontage at 30 feet back, and then to make sure that any additional public utility easements are called out before the final plat. And so we do have our applicant here who can help answer any questions. But again, staff, we've worked really close and they've helped. They've been very responsive and worked hard to make sure the plat is really ready to go. So that I can take any questions or the applicant as well. Thank you.
So Ryan, just to confirm, you said that they are going to be building those retaining walls then as they move forward.
Okay. Correct, yeah, to help ensure those lots are at a reasonable slope to be a buildable lot.
So to look like phase 10 that's up there right now, where they've just, as a subdivision, they put them all in, mm-hmm. and they're finding that the builders like it because now they don't have to worry about it. They've got a flat spot, and it's very clear what's expected.
Yeah, that's
nice.
Yeah,
that's a good
response. Ryan, I just wanted to make sure the two stipulations that weren't in the staff report are a successful geotechnical report and retaining walls where needed. Is that correct?
Yeah, they're in the engineer's report.
Okay.
When you look at that, Eric Kaskerson does really well at marking whether it's been complete or pending.
Got it. Thank you.
So, wanted to call it out for your attention.
Yeah.
But doesn't necessarily have to be in the motion.
No.
But if you could, in any motion, mention the conditions noted in the staff report, because it does talk about it's right now is pending and will be an item required at final plat approval.
Perfect.
Yeah, thanks.
Yep.
Okay. Anybody have any other questions? Okay. If we could ask the applicant to come forward, please.
I'm Jaron Nichols, representing the Mary family tonight for this project. So, yeah, what questions do you guys have?
It's pretty straightforward for me. I don't know if you guys have any questions.
I agree, and I think the questions I did have, Ryan was able to resolve. Mm-hmm. So, thank you.
And just one thing to know with the retaining walls, we added depth to the downhill lots and took some out of the uphill lots, so all the retaining is on the lower lots, and so the fence can go right at the top.
Okay.
Does that make sense? And then, like John was saying, the retaining, you know, helps the builders like it, but it also helps with drainage, which is kind of a bigger thing on both sides too, so.
Great. And we do have Commissioner Bailey on the line.
Yeah, he's been on since pretty much the beginning of this.
Perfect. So I guess I would entertain a motion. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you.
Unless you have any further discussion.
No. I'll make a motion for approval of the preliminary plat approval of the Altura subdivision phase one. Pending any conditions in the staff report. So, motion to approve. In circles.
No.
You get the idea.
Did you get the idea?
I guess it worked right for me.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. And so it's Commissioner Watson has the motion and Commissioner Green has the second. So let's go ahead and take a vote. Commissioner Watson?
Yes.
Commissioner Green?
Yes.
Commissioner Bailey?
Yes.
Okay, so, and I vote yes, so I guess that's a unanimous approval. All right, so let's go ahead and move right along. Public comments, any additional public comments before we...
We do have a hand raised from Chris Pulver.
Okay. Councilman Pulver, how are you tonight, sir?
Good, thanks. Anyway, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so I guess the one question I had as we're stepping up the mountain is, because I mean, we've talked about green space and yada yada. I guess if obviously the applicant follows the zoning and et cetera, basically staff has to approve it. But I guess the question is for future stuff that, you know, as we continue to go up and if the developer basically matches all of the zoning requirements, there's really no way technically that the city can say, hey, we need a park. So I guess and this is more of an ethereal question than it is for this specific thing we just talked about, but, you know, is that something that we're planning for, I guess would be the question, or if that's in somebody's mind that we are or are not.
You know, we were talking about this before the meeting started, that, you know, because this development is sort of this gateway for this future development area, you know, tonight we're kind of focused on just on this preliminary plat for this particular development, but this meeting in September that's scheduled for the joint meeting, the work session with the City Council and the Planning Commission, I think that is one of the key items that we would like to discuss there as well.
And to make it clear, the plan isn't to talk about the Altura specifically,
although if
they want to, they could. But the idea would be that we're talking about the city in general, long-term planning, and you're spot on that goal of making sure there's some recreation space. Is there a way to make sure it's in the fabric of the development that's coming, and it's not just plugged in because we find an orphan piece of property somewhere?
Right.
Okay.
And then, Councilman Pulver, I would just add to you, like, I love that you said that. I think sometimes I do fear that our agendas are a little bit action-driven with just the applications we have before us. I've been a vocal voice that I think there is some future planning we've got to start doing as a commission. So I'm trying to figure out that process and making sure staff gets that into our agendas and gives us some time for that. I think green space was, and there's two properties as well, both on the further west side, but also up the mountain, far north, that we've had some recommendations to do some different things with that I think would be really helpful for the city. But as the, you know, as code stands now, that's not going to happen. So I just want to say I appreciate you kind of forward looking, because I think we need to be paving the way for that.
Yeah, okay, sweet, thanks.
Okay, any other public comments?
Nope.
Any remarks from planning commissioners?
I guess I would just further my comment I just made. I feel like tonight's an agenda, it was so light. And I mean, granted, we've got, you know, commissioners missing in summer, but I think that, you know, we had requested some time to really say, okay, what's the priority maybe for the city that we could put some inertia towards. And it feels like this is an agenda that could have maybe had an item like that. And so I don't know what that means exactly. But I guess that's my remark. So I don't know if you have thoughts, John, as to how do we...
So that, in this work session, and I'm going to, I'll tell you the ask, and it's going to spoil the surprise for Council Member Pulver, who's listening. but my ask is, with the council at that work session, is going to be give the Planning Commission the ability to go and make plans that can then be brought back to the council in a formal presentation, as opposed to a bunch of back and forth, like let the Planning Commission vet it out through 3 or 4 or 6 months or whatever, and then come back with a strong recommendation. And there may be a few developers up there on the hill that are going to say, want to come in and involve the council, because they don't want to buy the ground unless they know the council's kind of on board. But to really trust the Planning Commission to vet that process, and then they can add the sprinkles on the top and make sure we're not missing anything. And the hope will be in that meeting that they can talk about the principles that are important to them, so that the Planning Commission can implement them in that process, and the council doesn't have to do all the work themselves. So we can kind of do Planning Commission process and probably a public council process leading to an approval.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this particular geographic area of the city, I think, is really ripe for our looking at and discussing and talking about some future plan, because otherwise it's just going to lead us.
Well,
you know,
yeah, when the application is submitted, we have no other choice but to approve, meaning we'll get no green space, et cetera, or economic development in some of our areas. And I do believe the commission has a list of several ideas that we'd love to, you know, work on. And I think your point's well taken. I mean, working in a way that is something city council is more interested in would certainly be a better use of our time. So,
absolutely. Because we're in it together, really.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Okay, thanks. Commissioner Bailey, thank you very much for piping in and providing our fourth vote.
No problem.
Okay. Any report from the planning department?
You know, nothing I'm aware of.
Okay.
I think the biggest thing is our joint meeting next month. You know, we were hoping to have that this week.
Okay.
But I think it worked out to have it next month, and
okay,
it'll be good to discuss those long-term planning goals, especially with relation to this area as well as others like John College.
Yeah, for sure. What was the date of that meeting?
September 2nd.
Second. It'll be in this room, but it'll probably be at the back of the room with everyone at tables together.
Perfect. Okay, any remarks from city manager, city attorney?
Just if you'll notice, the Mo Betta's, Jersey Mike's, that building's going up, and so sometime soon you'll be able to... You'll see me at Jersey Mike's for lunch. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Okay, thanks.
Motion to adjourn.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thanks, everyone.
Should have gone with
that. That might be the shortest meeting we've ever had.
It's close. It's close. Sorry, Jared. No, I held your rock.
Appreciate it.
Yeah,
hopefully we can get some things out up on the green space.
That was,
it's obviously
that would be lovely.
Beautiful.